Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery. This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the brightest neurosurgeons in the country. We've got Dr. Julian Bales on the line today on the podcast. He's the chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at North Shore University Health System. He's also a professor of neurosurgery at the University of Chicago. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes today about some of the improvements and changes in neurosurgery and what he's seeing and what's going on with it. Dr. Bales, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, good to talk to you, Mr. Becker. I'm a neurosurgeon. I have been here at North Shore about 9 years, and it's a great system. Enjoyed working here. And my practice focuses a lot on brain tumors and their surgical treatment.
And take a moment and tell us about, because there's been vast improvements in the last several years, about some of the changes in treatments or improvements in treatments of brain tumors.
Well, I think there has been a steady list of improvements, both from the surgical side, the removal side, that we, of course, love being surgeons. And that goes back, you know, a couple of decades when the surgical microscope, our current instrumentation that we use, we operate magnified maybe 25 times and can really get a good look. The instrumentation, the devices we have to resect or remove it are the best they've ever been. But in addition to that, we've had a lot of improvements with things such as navigation, which is like GPS system where we know exactly where we are in the brain. Preoperatively and interoperatively being able to visualize with MRI scans where the major fiber tracts are and avoid them at all costs so the patient doesn't end up with a problem like a weakness or a speech problem, visual problems. So we know the architecture of the brain better than ever, and we know where we are in the brain. There's still, of course, challenges because the brain is about a 3-pound organ. That's the most complicated structure on the face of the earth. To go inside of it and remove something which doesn't belong there really causes us to have to bring to bear all the technology that we have.
And take a moment and tell us about how different that was, let's say 10 years ago or 20 years ago. How different is it doing what you do today versus 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, we had magnification and we had microsurgical instrumentations, but we didn't have a lot of adjuvant or additional information. So we didn't have navigation, the GPS system, to tell us where we are. We didn't have the fiber tracking to see where the fibers are. We use sometimes for brain tumors fluorescence, and we can inject a compound that fluoresces or emits a special light that we can use a filter, kind of like a firefly can fluoresce. And the tumor cells are the ones that fluoresce if you give the right injection. And then that helps us to sometimes resect part of the tumor that to our eye under white light looks like the normal brain. But it's not. It's a brain that's infiltrated by tumors. There is something called the brain path, the NICO, N-I-C-O, brain path port. That's a little tube we can operate through and minimize the opening. So we've really become minimally invasive in most cases. And then, of course, later there's more things that we can do post-op than we've ever had before.
And talk to me for a moment. You chair the Department of Neurosurgery at North Shore University Health System. Over the last decade, that's a program that's improved dramatically, become a great program. Talk a little bit about the growth in that program, the development, and how that happened.
Well, that growth has been built upon the foundation of a lot of great clinicians and surgeons and neurosurgeons through the years, people like Joseph Tarkington and Ivan Chirik and Ted Eller and others who were here. They laid the foundation. But North Shore, as it grew, it had great leadership with Mark Neiman and now with J.P. Gallagher and his administrative team that have continued to allow us to get the technology we need to recruit the experts and to try to be on the forefront. So it's a great hospital system, always was. I think it's even better now. And in neurosciences, both in the Department of Neurology, Radiation Oncology, Neuroradiology, and Neurosurgery, I think we have a really good system and can provide excellent care.
In the future of brain tumors and surgery on brain tumors, what does the future look like? What do you see 5-10 years from now? Do you see accelerated improvements? What's your sense of what's coming in terms of improvements in treatment?
Well, you know, as it was, even when I was training, the most important thing is, especially for cancerous brain tumors like glioblastoma or malignant astrocytoma, is to get the tumor out as much as you can. So maximum resection, which takes, 2 or 3 or 4 hours to do. If you can accomplish that, you can remove often 95-99% of the tumor. And then there have been advances in focused radiation treatment and chemotherapy. We're the first hospital in the Midwest to apply something called gamma tile, which is little small implants about the size of a dime of radioactive material that we can leave behind once we resect the tumor. And that's implants with cesium-131 radiation sources. So they're just lined in the cavity and they're showing a doubling of survival when they're used. So we're very excited about that.
Fantastic. You've got also a great interventional neurosurgical team there, as I understand, the interventional radiology team, the Matt Walkers of the world and others. Any thoughts on how you play together with that group and how this all works together?
Well, we really depend on them so much because they help us interpret the images that we have on our patients and help us perform the surgery safely and accurately. So we have an outstanding neuroradiology, brain and spine radiology team here in the Department of Radiology. Neurosurgery also does the stroke intervention. So that's one of the most exciting things in the neurosciences and in medicine. The ability to go in and reverse strokes and use clot-busting drugs or stents or retrieving clots out of little arteries that are causing deadly strokes. So we have three and soon four neurosurgeons that do that as part of their expertise. So Dr. Shaquille Chowdhury heads that up for us. He's done an outstanding job in building that program.
Fantastic. Talk for a moment about some of the, not surgical side, but the medical side, the advances in treating some of these tumors, the growth of immunotherapy, vaccines versus chemotherapy. What is some of what you see there on sort of the therapeutic side versus the removal side?
Well, as I said, every patient gets a maximum safe and possible resection. So meaning trying to take it all out as you can. And then afterwards, it's fairly standard, has been for years, for patients to get a focused radiation treatment and standard chemotherapy. And right now that's called temozolomide or Temodor. But you know, we're involved in a clinical trial consortium. Dr. Ryan Merrill, our neuro-oncologist, is very involved and is an outstanding expert. And then that allows us to participate in the consortium nationally to look at new trials. So we have several going on now, one called a heat shock protein trial that's done up front at the time of the initial resection. We're involved in a trial for unusual or malignant or atypical meningiomas. So North Shore has a history going back to Nicholas Vick, who was one of the early neuro-oncologists in the country, being very active in the medical or oncology treatment of any kind of brain tumor once it's removed and may have some residual.
Now, through the COVID-19 period, where all resources really placed on making sure COVID-19 patients treated well, I take it that some of your work has slowed for a moment just because trying to focus the hospital resources there. How excited are you to get back to full operation there and be able to take care of the patients you need to take care of and need to be taken care of?
We're very excited. There's nothing worse than a bored neurosurgeon, so we want to work. And, starting in mid-March with the Surgeon General and others' call for eliminating or pausing on emergency surgeries, we have only done, up until this week actually, only done emergency or real urgent surgery. So we're very glad to get back in action. We've had a very good track record here. North Shore overall has done a great job in the COVID-19 response and done many, many positive changes to address that. So we think we know we've operated safely the last 2 months. We're looking forward to getting back into a full swing.
I bet you are. I happen to live in the community that North Shore University Health System is, and so I've seen the magnificent growth of the system as a whole over the last 10 to 15 years or so, and the quality of it becomes so magnificent. And it right at the heart of that is the neurosurgical program, the spine and orthopedic program, and so forth. So, Dr. Bales, we are so thankful for you joining us today. Just a pleasure to get a chance to hear some of your thoughts and what you're doing and some of these advancements. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much for listening today. This podcast was brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is the global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery.